This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. It looks like in nursing homes. You know, you drive by a nursing home, and you don't even know it's a nursing home because it's quiet. You know, it's not like a fraternity house, right, where there's barbecues and half-naked guys, you know, hanging out and vomiting out the window and whatever else a fraternity house looks like. But a nursing home house, kind of quiet. Well, I bet you guys have no idea what goes in some of these nursing homes. And apparently, senior-to-senior aggression, meaning older people fighting older people, and aggressive behavior, sexual assault, all sorts of stuff, are happening in these nursing homes. So just because it looks quiet doesn't mean it is. Then a lot of you guys love the hookah. And you love to smoke your hookah. Go ahead, A, it's just water, we're good. Now they're saying that hookah smoke may significantly increase leukemia risk. So hookah may not be all that safe. We talked about this week, cell phones. How with every turn of the head, as you're leaning forward, looking at your cell phone, you're adding extra weight to your neck. Almost as much as 60 pounds to your neck. And we're starting to have people with major neck issues due to their cell phones, and it's just going to get worse. And then, of course, we need to talk about what's been happening with Bill Cosby and the allegations. And so why are people coming out now? Why now? How common is this? So as you can see, we've got a very, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was an email I got, and this is kind of, it brings up a lot of topics. Okay, Marcus writes, I recently broke up with my girlfriend, and in our last fight, she screamed that I raped her repeatedly. What? We had sex multiple times, as many couples do, and she, I don't want to use a word, but she, another word for orgasmed, okay, all the time. If she tries to press charges, does the fact that she climaxed exonerate me? What do I do if, so I don't become a Bill Cosby? Okay, we'll talk about your case, and then we'll talk about Bill Cosby. All right, first of all, just because somebody enjoys a sexual dalliance or a sexual encounter doesn't exonerate anybody from rape. I'm not saying you would be in trouble for rape, but just because somebody enjoyed it doesn't necessarily, in law, depending on, of course, what state you're in, completely clear you. Because there are a small percentage of the population that will actually have some sort of arousal sequelae from an attack. Now, that doesn't mean they want it to happen again. I mean, by any means. That doesn't, it should not be mistaken for, okay, she liked it, I could do this. Okay, you know, sometimes during an act, you know, if women think they're stuck, all right, and they're coerced, you know, some may just try to, you know, mentally take themselves somewhere else. Some may try to make, you know, the best out of a very horrible, tragic situation. Or maybe something is happening that is physical, even though they are being completely traumatized, mentally as well as physically by that. So just because somebody has a climax or a rape has does not at all free a person from them doing the act by any means. Now, you're bringing up, though, another subject. You're having a fight with a girlfriend, and she's mad, and now she's saying you raped her. Now, I don't know if she's gone to the police. I'd love to hear from you, of course, or if any of you had any similar situation. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. How do you prove your innocence after the fact? All right? And then for women, how do you, you know, how do you try to, why should you have all this burden of proof? Also, if you were attacked, why can't you just, you know, say, I mean, how much do you have to go through? You know, in terms of the rape kits and, you know, examination and interviews, et cetera. You know, it's one of those things where there's so much he said, she said, that now nobody takes anybody's word for anything. And this is one of the most violent, embarrassing, intimate type of acts for it to have to be rehashed the way it is, whether it's in a courtroom or in a detective's office. So the two topics we need to talk about is how do you protect yourself from somebody you had a relationship with turning around and saying, but you raped her, right? Or you raped him, all right? Women rape too, okay? It happens, right? Or on the flip side, you know, how do you come forward on an allegation? How do you come forward after feeling like you were attacked? And how do you withstand people saying, oh, you're lying, you're just trying to look for money? You know, when the reason why you're coming forward is because that's how you can process this. That's how you can, you know, finish the grieving process. That's how you can try to prevent this from happening to somebody else. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, fix your radios, guys. Why do you guys have radio problems? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I had been, and I never used the word assaulted, because at the time, it didn't register. It was awkward. It was extremely uncomfortable. And I had no idea, because it happened by two different doctors. And I've told you guys that story. And so, you know, I always thought, well, it would, you know, you use that term when somebody is, you know, forcing themselves on you during a date. That happened too, but luckily I was able to get out of the situation. Even though it still is assault, by the way, even if stuff was touched that shouldn't have been. But why didn't I come forward? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll talk about that when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful wonderful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about the Bill Cosby allegations, why women would come out now and not before. What makes a woman not want to come out, or a person, a victim, shall we say, not want to come out? What do you do if you're being falsely accused of rape, and how did you handle it? All these topics up for discussion, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, when police evaluate a rape or crime, etc., the initial event, okay, well, a lot of times leave a lot of evidence, okay? So there's a lot of evidence that could be taken. Unfortunately, that evidence being taken is not very easy to do from a rape victim. It's very, very hard. You know, luckily we have people in the city that I live in, you know, that are, you know, very, very good at what they do. We have great counselors. We have a great setup for those that unfortunately have this happen to them. We know what medical facility to send them to, et cetera. And, you know, we make the process go as easy as possible. So if somebody was unfortunately attacked and there was a struggle, et cetera, you know, a good detective will have that type of evidence at their disposal. How do you protect yourself, though, if somebody after the fact says you did this to them? Well, it's very, very hard for them to make a case, if they were a past girlfriend. If there were never any, you know, reports to the police, you haven't had a history of violence, etc., you guys broke up, they would interrogate her, they would, they have done this millions of times such that they could see the truth and they could not. So if she was, and she was stuck in a relationship with you where you were attacking her repeatedly, they'll be able to figure that out. As opposed to, she's mad at you now, saying you raped her multiple times. That, you know, so I really do have confidence. I know a lot of you guys don't, but when it comes to assault where I live, I really, really have confidence in our Metro Division on how they handle that. Now, but when we look, though, however, at, you know, we're looking at what's been happening with Bill Cosby, and all of a sudden now, what, there's, you know, how many women coming forward saying he slipped me a Mickey, he slipped me a Quaalude, he attacked me, etc. You know, the first thing I saw in the news was the vilification of the victims. The first thing we saw is, okay, you know what, they're trying to go after Bill Cosby's money. They're going after Bill Cosby. Now, you know, I've been a fan of Bill Cosby, right? Fat Albert, the Bill Cosby Show. I think he was even on Electric Company for some time with Morgan Freeman. I'm not sure. All right, so as a kid, you grew up with Bill Cosby, all right? But that is a media portrayal, okay? Like, you guys listen to Dr. Dahlia's show, right? Dr. Dahlia on the radio is supposed to be a very, very intelligent, well-spoken person who's kind of nice to be around. You guys have no idea what I'm like off the air. You think I'm always this nice? And this quiet and this courteous? Oh, hell no. You know nothing about me. So, you know, here you start to see as victims come forward. And again, I have no idea if they're all, you know, I don't know what their motives are, etc. But I found it very odd that the media would go after them originally like they did. Why? Because we are in love with Mr. Huxtable or Dr. Huxtable. Well, you know, okay, can we get back to reality here? All right? Just because you are in love with an actor, okay? I mean, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that you could use that character as your frame of reference as, you know, you can't say anything. Those of us who aren't even involved in this, and you think you're involved because you used to watch The Cosby Show, no, you have to butt the hell out. Just because you watch The Cosby Show, that makes you an expert on Bill Cosby. I met the man. I met the man once. I actually jogged with him on a track at UNLV. Really good guy at the time. Very nice. He said, "Girl, you are white." I know, but girl, you are really white. I go, I know, what do you want me to do? You know, I mean, I'm jogging next to you. Like, man, I've never seen that white. You know, I have really white legs. You know, so he gave me some crap about that. We joked around, we did some jogging, whatever. Very nice interaction. That's the only thing I have as my point of reference. I can't say I'm an expert on Bill Cosby, okay? So you still now see more and more of these allegations coming. Almost every day we hear of another person or two. And you see more and more, okay, these people want their money. We're here for support of Bill. You know, okay, it is nice to support somebody that you could be in support for somebody, but to start vilifying and libelizing and slandering people who you don't even know who claimed a wrongdoing was done, I'm saying we have to butt the hell out. We have no idea what happened. And the last thing you want to do is, if somebody felt they were a victim, to victimize them more. Now, why now? Okay, why didn't anybody say anything earlier? There's a lot of questions to this. One of them, I guess, had said that this happened to her a couple times. Well, if it happened to her once, then why did she, you know, continue and go back to a bungalow or whatever, you know? So, again, there are a lot of questions. And we're allowed to kind of question and scratch our head on that. But just because somebody comes out 20 years later or 25 years later, that doesn't mean it didn't happen. Okay? You know, when certain things happened to me, I was confused, going, okay, well, wait, you know, was it my fault maybe? Maybe I, you know, put myself in that position. I'm not going to tell anybody, because then people will think, oh, well, you put yourself in that position. You know, one instance I had, and I already told you guys about it, which was really embarrassing, and so I'm not going to say it again because I'm really embarrassed by it. But when I did figure out what happened, that shouldn't have happened, and that particular doctor touched me in ways he should have never, ever done. He should have never ordered the nurse out of the room. He should have never had me do whatever. I was ticked. Now, of course, I find out about it years later. And he's no longer practicing. And I felt like, what am I going to do? It was in my past. I was embarrassed. The only people who knew about it were people in my medical school class, because that's where it was kind of revealed to me, like, duh, you idiot. And so I never made a case. I never, whatever. But the other thing, too, is I really didn't think he was going to be a threat anymore because, you know, he was retired. I didn't even know where he went, and I almost don't even want to open that up. That's just something I want to repress and suppress and bury deep, 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 and not let it come out again. Okay, it didn't help. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you know, we need to tell everybody to open up and talk about things. No, I opened up, I talked about it, did not make me feel better. It's just going to go back in the vault. Just lock that sucker back up in the vault. It's gone. It's done. I don't want to talk about it anymore. But, what if I feel like talking about it 10 years from now, 20 years from now? What if I feel like, you know, what, look, this happened to me, and I feel like it happened to me in vain unless I do something? Okay, you know, I had a patient who was raped, and she had been raped a while back. She was a new patient to me, and she came in going, look, I can't get over it. It's been, I don't know how many years, I just can't get over it. I can't get into a relationship. I don't want to go outside. Major post-traumatic stress disorder. So while we were getting her, you know, set up with psychiatrists, et cetera, even though she said she went to multiple, you know, I said, how would you feel about maybe working with teenage girls? Or boys, and, or talking to other victims of rape. Oh, I could do that. Oh my gosh, I didn't think I could do that. I could do that? Of course you can. But I'm not a doctor. You don't have to be a doctor. You experience more than doctors do. You know more about the subject of assault than most of us do. And when I empowered her to be able to share her story and to help other people, it was the first step of her recovery. So people coming out years later saying this happened to me is a part of the healing process. Now, do we have a bunch of women ganging up on Bill Cosby? That's a whole other subject, and that's for the courts to decide if they do that. But as far as you and I are concerned, if we don't know anything about the case, we shut the hell up and we wait and see what happens. Okay? You know, I mean, I don't know who to support. All I'm doing is watching and seeing this unfold. And I'm hoping a lot of us learn from what this teaches us. Number one is, if something happened, report it right away. Number two, well, there's a lot. We're coming up on break. Don't go away. 1-877-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Huh, while we're kind of still on the whole criminal type talk, they say there's a high-tech DNA testing machine that could identify criminals in 90 minutes. It only costs $250,000, but it's already being used in several states, and I guess has been doing a pretty good job. It can match swabs taken from a crime scene against a DNA database. They apparently it's called the Rapid Hit Machine. And Arizona, they say, has become the first state to fully roll this out. And I guess they used it to identify a subject in an attempted murder case. It's also going to be used by the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Defense, and the Justice Department for finding criminals, to scanning green card applicants, etc. You know, it's about time we start getting a little bit more high tech. It's already being used in China, Russia, Australia, countries in Africa, and Europe, being developed by Integen X. In the United States and key forensic services in the UK. It'll look at swabs taken from crime scenes against this national database. It's portable. It looks like a printer. I'm not exactly sure what the DNA samples have to be. Okay. I'm assuming, it has to, maybe, I think it would be, I don't know, maybe if it's a cheek swab. I don't know. I mean, I don't think you could put any sort of bodily fluid on there. All right. If so, I hope they, you know, clean it. Okay. Anyway, pretty cool. Things are finally starting to get a little bit more rapid. All right. Let's look at male fertility. Some of you guys want to be fertile. And I mean really, really fertile. And you're afraid that you're doing the wrong things. Maybe you're drinking alcohol. Maybe you're not wearing, you know, underwear that allows the sperm to stay cool. You're wearing the underwear that really binds it up, and unfortunately keeps it a little warm. You know, your body heat sometimes could be just too hot for testicles and sperm. That's why the testicles sit away from the body, if you notice, so that you don't overheat the testicles. A lot of you guys have, like, heated bike seats. Nope, that's bad, too. Anyway, wasn't there a study saying bike riders have problems with fertility? All right, here are 12 ways, according to Fox News, out of a study reported in the Journal of Neuroscience. Or, no, this is a study in the journal that it looked like children born to men who had stress had a reduced response to stress and fertility and et cetera. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about 12 ways to boost your fertility. All right, number one, for those of you guys who want to become fertile, you got to say ixnay on the junk food. You are not supposed to be eating junk food. Junk food can really ruin your sperm. Apparently, processed, packaged, fast foods affect fertility. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's because you're not getting as much nutrients as you should. According to Bridget Danner, a fertility specialist at Blue Sky Wellness Studio, says organic and in-season produce is ideal for your sperm. Then pomegranate, all right? Apparently, pomegranate seeds are a pretty good alternative because it's a natural aromatase inhibitor, which may allow your testosterone to stay active and not convert to estrogen as quickly. Did you guys know that about pomegranate? I didn't know about that. I always knew pomegranate was yummy, and I've noticed a lot of bars have pomegranate margaritas and pomegranate mojitos. I had no idea that pomegranate could help maintain your testosterone. Of course, getting to the gym, okay? You got to be careful with the bike because the bike or spin class could kind of hurt the testicles. But overall, exercise can definitely help. Don't over-exercise because that could deplete a lot of, I guess, flow to that area. They also said to cut back on plastic. The phthalates in plastic, which is a group of chemicals that you see in a lot of things, hair products, containers, etc. They found a study where those who were exposed to a lot of those, it took 20% longer to get their partners pregnant. So try to choose glass over plastic, all right? Eating nuts and seeds. If you eat nuts, they help. Almonds, Brazil nuts, walnuts, just remember that, okay? Nuts help nuts. Almonds, Brazil nuts, walnuts, great choices. They got selenium, zinc, copper. These things help sperm count. Apparently, a study in the journal Biology of Reproduction found that men who ate about 2.5 ounces of walnuts a day improved their sperm vitality, motility, and morphology. I gotta say, that's true. My father, he was able to give birth or get my mom pregnant when they were in their 40s, and he was always eating nuts. And he had other medical issues that you would have thought would have hurt the fertility, but he was really big on pomegranate, and he was really big
on Brazil nuts. And so, oh yeah, my mom got pregnant. We'll talk about that conception. I think I accidentally walked in on him, so I can actually tell you guys about that one day. But some of you are like, wait a second, I can't eat nuts because I have diverticulosis, and I'll get diverticulitis. Yeah, well, then I guess you're screwed. I can't help you there. Mushrooms. They say reishi mushrooms strengthen the immune system. I can't stand mushrooms. They're anti-inflammatory and prevent and treat candida in the colon. Apparently, sperm doesn't like it if you have too much candida or candida yeast. So they say mushrooms help with that. Kind of confusing to me because I think mushrooms taste like crap. I am definitely not going to be in the mood to have any sort of sex after eating a mushroom because I'm too busy spitting it out. Taking amino acids. They say, have you got amino acids, a good protein? That should help. They say use sunscreen. They say, this is very, very, oh, no, very careful with sunscreen. Okay, some of the sunscreen could possibly cause reduction in fertility. All right, they say the BP2 or the 4-OH BP found in sunscreen was found to cause a 30% reduction in fertility. Okay, should you let the jewels get some sun? I don't know, because sunburns I don't think help either, and sperm don't want to be fried. Stop smoking. We tell you guys to stop smoking all the time, right? Smoking, even marijuana. Marijuana can change the size and the shape of the sperm. Even if it didn't, I'm sure marijuana just makes the sperm kind of sit there and go, huh, I'm supposed to leave? Oh, no way. I'm just going to sit here. Dude. So I don't even think the sperm are even going to move. She had talked about trying some herbs like rosemary, turmeric, resveratrol. Be careful with those. They say go commando, meaning loose-fitting cotton underwear. Please don't torse your testicle because that could hurt. But then it doesn't seem to be up against the body overheating. And then have less stress. Okay? If you're worried about, you know, getting somebody pregnant and you're trying too hard, it doesn't happen. We always tell you guys to relax, okay? Take it easy. Just smooth sailing. I think that's probably the best approach. You know, but I know it's difficult. You know, when I wanted to conceive and, I gave my, husband, I probably gave him a, 2.5 minute window. You know, I figured I knew my body, as well as I could. And I said, all right, now time to go. And I'm like, hurry. Hurry, no, hurry, no music, no music, just hurry, come on, do it, oh man, you're losing it, 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, all right, those public restroom hand dryers, all right, how clean are they better for not spreading germs than actual paper towels? According to research at the University of Leeds, they said no. Researchers coated subjects' hands with lactobacillus, which is a bacteria that you usually don't see in a public bathroom. And the idea was to mimic hands that weren't washed properly. After drying hands, researchers went in and conducted about 120 air sampling tests. They found that lactobacillus counts in the air were 4.5 times higher near a high-powered jet. So some of these ones where you don't touch them, they're blowing that bacteria all over the place. Worse than paper towel or some of the old-fashioned dryers. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Still, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and a big thanks to Justin, who's working the dials. Okay, a lot of you guys like to hookah smoke. All right. I tried it once. I was really nervous that somebody was putting marijuana in there, but it wasn't. I really couldn't tell the difference. It just, to me, smelled like water. I don't really know much about hookah. I know there's a lot of hookah lounges, and people like it because it's a flavored type of tobacco. For me, I've never really seen the draw with tobacco because I don't, it takes a lot to get me, excited, I guess. You know, I mean, maybe it's because I'm so used to chocolate that nothing really excites me in terms of that. I can't take a Valium and notice the difference. I don't notice a difference with anything. So, I guess smoking hookah is becoming more and more popular, and a study from San Diego State University reports that it could lead to an increase in cases of leukemia. Researchers found that hookah smoke doubles exposure of benzene. Now, benzene is a carcinogen, and benzene is not only found in several types of cancers, but also leukemia. It's a toxic element found in tobacco as well as charcoal. Remember we talked about how you got to be careful with barbecuing because of the benzene that gets given off with charcoal? According to the U.S. National Toxicology Program, it classifies it as a group 1 carcinogen, and it's been proven to cause cancer in humans. The World Health Organization has reported there is no safe level of exposure for the chemical. The study, published in Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention, a journal of the American Association for Cancer Research, looked at the levels of SPAMA. SPAMA is S-phenylmercaptoric acid. This is a metabolite of benzene. And they looked at this from urine samples of 105 hookah smokers and 103 non-smokers. Samples were taken both the morning of and the morning after participants attended an event at a hookah lounge. Results showed the amount of SPAMA in hookah smokers increased about 4.2-fold. All right, the non-smoking participants who were just around the place got a 2.6-fold increase. Okay, so, big surprise? No. Okay, anytime you stick anything in your mouth that has to go into your lungs is obviously going to be something that gets into your body. Okay, remember, what are your lungs supposed to do? Your lungs are supposed to take what's ever breathed in, and then it's supposed to diffuse it throughout your body. If it doesn't like it, it spews it out. You may even cough. Maybe you'll try to convert it to something. So does this mean that you're going to, definitely get cancer? Should you start being screened for leukemia? No. But it means you need to, whenever you do talk to your doctor or medical provider about what you are doing in your spare time, you know, when they go, all right, you know, how many cigarettes do you smoke? I don't smoke cigarettes. So you don't smoke? No. Okay, I hookah. Need to tell them that. Okay? The flavoring is supposed to be harmless from what we understand. All right? It's just something that I thought was common sense. All right? What about, some of you will ask me, you know, you smoke a cigar once in a blue moon. You smoke a cigarette once in a while when you go out for drinks. How bad is that? Well, what I learned in medical school is all it takes is one cancer cell to go rogue. And there has been numerous studies that even one baby cigarette could be the culprit. The chance is very, very low. Very, very low. The less you smoke, the less risk. But it's still there. So I can't say if you only smoke once a week, you're going to be fine. Nobody can do that, and nobody will. No one's going to put their, you know, license on the line to say that. And, you know, we found that just one thing has to change. One cell, just like sun. We can't tell you how much sun is safe and you'll be melanoma free. Because all it takes is one free radical or one melanocyte to go chaotic. So, the less the better. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Unfortunately, the less the better did not work out with Adam Lanza. From what we're understanding, Adam Lanza did not get the psychiatric treatment that he needed. Apparently, Adam Lanza, the Sandy Hook Elementary shooter, which I still want to know what his thyroid level was, because he looks like he's hyperthyroid. Anyway, at age 3, he was referred to special education because he began to exhibit oddly repetitive behaviors and couldn't socialize like most kids. Rather than being diagnosed with autism, he had been diagnosed at the time with anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder. Okay, oh, and then eventually autism. They said psychiatrists insisted that Lanza should be on treatment and strict medication, but Mother Nancy refused. She chalked up her son's behavior to a superior intelligence, seeing him as a gifted student, despite testing done by experts showing he presented average intelligence. Now, okay, as an aside, when somebody has an autistic child, these autistic children are smart. They are extremely intelligent, but they're functioning on a completely another level than we are. They may be actually functioning on even a higher level than we are, and schools have to, I guess to get them to relate to the rest of us, quote unquote, dumb them down. So when somebody says my autistic child is very intelligent, they're right. Your autistic child is extremely intelligent. It just, we don't know how to tap in on that. And they have trouble expressing whatever. They could do things. We just can't grasp it yet. And that's what we need to do, is be able to blend their world and our world so we could figure out how to work with these autistic children. Adam Lanza started to become more and more, I guess, obsessed. I guess he would fall under more and more, he would look and study mass killings. I'm a little confused about what he was doing with his spare time besides computer games, etc. But, you know, we're finding that even though the school thought he was gifted, okay, they really didn't work with him. The school, the parents, etc. There was no real mental health treatment after 2008. He started to have depression, suicidal thoughts, and it unfortunately started to deteriorate. We're looking at this now as information is being released in a report where he started to be more and more preoccupied with violence, had very graphic writings. He was very secluded. He was anorexic, they said, to the point of malnutrition and brain damage. I would really like to know what his thyroid was, because to me he looks really, really Graves' disease. But they said officially he had stopped seeking psychiatric help after 2006. And that's sad, because, you know, look at what happened. And his not receiving care possibly caused the death of all those children and teachers at Sandy Hook Elementary. We have a difficult time as parents, you know, deciding when to get our children help. And we need to talk about this at more length, because I know we're coming up at the end of the show. But you have a lot of distrust of the medical profession. You have a lot of distrust of the psychiatric profession. And the movies have glorified that, and they make doctors look like, you know, that we're in it for the money and we're going to mess with your mind. But when you have somebody that can't function in school, that can't function, you know, at home, and could possibly be a threat to themselves, to others, you have to get medical professionals involved. And you could pick other professionals. You don't have to just go for the one. All right? You could get second opinions, etc. But you have options. Don't just do nothing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Or actually, guys, have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone.
stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.